What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masic with Brutally Delicious, coming to you with a review of Alestorm's brand new EP, Voyage of the Dead Marauder. So, I've been a fan of Alestorm since 2009, literally the first album, Captain Morgan's Revenge, and we'll talk a little bit about their style later, but keep that in mind when I'm talking about what they do not sound like currently and what they do sound like currently. That is, they're known primarily as a pirate metal band. Go back and listen to Captain Morgan's Revenge, and it's all pirate stuff. And a lot of the newer album is also, but their last couple aren't. That's my stupidly long-winded way of saying that some of their recent albums have dialed down the pirate themes. They're still there, but it's not as strong. This EP is pretty heavy on it. And it's awesome! Musically, not lyrically, it does sound pretty similar to the last few, maybe with a little bit of No Grave from the Sea popped in there. But it sounds really fresh and inspired and high energy. It's not that uncommon for older metal bands, stuff older than Alestorm mostly, but still, to just kind of tread the same path, or in Alestorm's words, scrape the barrel once more, and put out something that's not going to offend anybody, but is really just paint by numbers. For every single Invincible Shield by Judas Priest, there are probably five other bands of that era turning out something that would bore the hell out of me. That said, this EP has five songs on it. One of them is a little silly, it's literally called Cock, but I would still say that all five of them count. The first three tracks were the definite highlights. So that we've got a title track called Voyage of the Dead Marauder. I'm immediately reminded of No Grave But the Sea, but also Some Zombies Ain't My Pirate Ship from whichever album that was. They have a female vocalist doing a few choruses here. That seems to be a rising trend, like Twilight Force currently has a female vocalist backing up Conti. And I think it's a very strong addition, particularly to Alestorm. So I saw Gloryhammer and Alestorm on the same bill. You know, Chris Bowes writes the songs for both. And I walked out thinking, yeah, the songs are pretty much the same for both, but Gloryhammer had a much better singer. So adding in someone who can sing like a bird truly accentuates the sound and brings in a new dimension. It's a great driving track. You know, I usually say makes you want to pick up a sword and slay the dragon, but in this case, it's grab a cutlass and a pistol and plunder. They did a track called Uzbekistan, and my first thought was another quote-unquote country song. That is, they have Mexico off of No Grave But the Sea. This one's quite a bit different, though, in that I think it's much stronger of a pirate theme. There are some synthesizer textures I'm not sure I've heard Alestorm use before. Maybe they came up in Tortuga, which I know was very polarizing, but it sounded new. And the last one we're going to talk about is The Last Saskatchewan Pirate. Sort of another country song, not explicitly about Canada, but they do name Regina, yes, it's pronounced Regina, not Regina, several times in the chorus even. I think they reused a melody from Pirate Scorn, which was of course from Donkey Kong Country, so it's not like they're ripping off themselves here. It made it really easy to get into the song and sing along, even though I'd never heard the words before. It's just a great testament to the chorus writing ability of Chris Bowes. When I saw Gloryhammer recently, a friend of mine, who is a huge power metal nerd, turned to me after Universe on Fire and said, "Damn, that guy knows how to write a chorus." So I don't know whether this EP is like a prelude to their eighth album, whether any of these tracks will appear on that, but if it's any prediction of all of how that's going to be, I'm fucking psyched. So I'm a big fan of Alestorm's last several releases. I think some people prefer like the first three, but I'm a much bigger fan of No Grave From the Sea and onward. And this is a perfect encapsulation of that style. It's just great written power metal with a pirate theme instead of being pirate first, songwriting second. Here's to hoping that next album's anywhere near as good as this. Rock on.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are The Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.